So just thank you once again for this opportunity to provide this testimony. I'm available if you have any more questions.
We are going to address this pension issue in our budget subcommittee on Tuesday. That is a topic of conversation, so we will talk about that. On occasions, you said parking doubled, something else tripled, but it would be helpful if you would tell me tripled in what period of time. I don't know whether you're talking about it tripled over 10 years, over 20 years, over 5 years, over 2 years, what?
Over the last about year and a half to 2 years.
What was it you said tripled? About
the healthcare premium. The healthcare premiums tripled in the last year.
In
the last year. The parking has doubled over the last 2 years.
Okay. All right. That's what, you know, I heard the figures, but I didn't know the period of time you're talking about.
Yeah, within the last 12 months, okay. Our health care has tripled.
And you're presently in negotiations, is that correct?
No, we're not in negotiations. We have been dragged into negotiations over the pension plan, over an overfunded pension plan. The university wants us to pay up to 8% of our salary to pay for this overfunded pension. So we've been dragged into that, and we're cooperating and going through that. But it's really hard when we have this executive scandal stuff, when we have
No, wait a minute. You're represented, right? You're with AFSCME.
I'm with AFSCME.
Okay. There's not any negotiations at all?
There's negotiations on the pension right now.
Are you discussing wages?
No, we're not discussing wages.
Senator Scott, William Schlitz, the political director for AFSCME Local 3299. UC approached the unionized workforce at University of California and did a reopener just on pension. There's nothing else on the table at this point in time. It is pension only. Most of everybody else's contracts will be opening up late 07 and through 08.
Just a quick question. You mentioned the health premiums and the parking. Mm-hmm. Are those just unilaterally increased on you, or are those not elements of your contract subject to negotiation as well?
They're not part of the contract. Well, healthcare is not part of our contract, and the parking is definitely not part of the contract. I mean, this is each campus is raising fees on their workers as far as like parking. So for our workforce in Santa Barbara or Santa Cruz, who can't afford to live in the communities of Santa Barbara or Santa Cruz because they make $10, $12 an hour and have to commute into work, now they're getting charged to work. They're actually having to pay to go to work, not only their commute, which gas prices are out of control for low-wage earners, now their parking is doubling. And the other broader issues, I think, that maybe the committees would like to do.
I get that piece, and Okay. Trust me, I'm sympathetic. I had a procedural question as to where and how those costs get increased, whether it was mutually agreeable, negotiated, unilateral, or otherwise.
No, healthcare costs are just done in November. They just do it. They bring us into a meeting and they bring the unions in and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. And we say no, and then they do it anyway because it hadn't been part of our contracts previously.
Who else wants to talk? Hey, you or you? Go right ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Michael Bolden with the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees. I think the overarching challenge that our union, along with our local here, is facing is that the successes of the university are generally attributed to the administration, and they are afforded the benefits of those successes in terms of additional compensation, benefits, and so on. But when there are certain challenges, if there are inherent challenges, those are balanced on the backs of our low-wage workers. Just case in point, the pension issue. UC's pension is an overfunded pension issue. And just as President Lakeisha Harrison stated, management or the administration has not contributed to this pension system in 15, 16 years. However, a couple weeks ago, President Dines had also testified to that fact. We're aware that as part of their budget request from the legislature for their pension, part of that which President Dines has stated is to shore off any potential challenges to the funding of the pension becoming underfunded. However, this, at the same time, is being approached, they're approaching our union, as well as other unions, that the workers need to contribute to the pension. But there's no indication that management at all is going to be asked to contribute to this pension. And again, like Lakeisha said, there's been a 10 to 15 year holiday. So I think that's the big concern, is that there's this disparity between the treatment of the administration and the treatment of the low-wage workers or the staff of the campuses, which, like she said, are making minimum wage, if not a little more. And that is one of the significant challenges that we have regarding executive compensation, disclosure of executive compensation, and that's what I'd submit to you today.
Okay, but now you're saying that the low-wage workers have not contributed to the pension for how long?
No, there's in 1991, the University of California stopped paying into the pension plan. The workers were paying at that time 2% of their salary into the pension plan, and the university was paying 14% of payroll into the pension plan. It was overfunded. The University of California stopped paying anything into the pension plan and diverted the workers into a defined contribution plan to a DCP. So the workers never stopped paying at least their 2% of money.
But it went into a defined contribution plan. You still had a pension plan?
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
still had a, in other words, no, if the last however many it's been, no one is paid into the pension plan. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. That's the point. It's not just management hasn't paid into it.
No, but there is a point. The point is that workers never stop taking some of their money to put into some kind of retirement, where UC stopped paying to any kind of retirement. They didn't take that the $10 billion and move
it. But you were still receiving also monies that was going into your pension plan during that period of time.
Okay.
That's all I'm doing is just trying to get something clarified here. Yes.
Senator Scott, just make sure it's clear. So UC went on their contribution holiday. The membership of my union did not see that 2% come back to their paycheck.
Exactly.
UC made a unilateral decision to keep that 2% but redirect a defined contribution plan. Yes, they did.
We took the dollars away. The state of California took the dollars back.
Not the employee's contribution. The employee from the employee's paycheck went to a DCP.
Through the chair, if I may. Mr. Scott, I'm sorry to interrupt staff, but here's an observation. The observation is this is important, this is complicated, mm-hmm. it is somewhat far afield from the purpose of today's mm-hmm. hearing, and the chair and I share an interest in this important issue, which I suspect would be better understood and better addressed at another time where we had the focus and the attention on this issue rather than deal with it as a, oh, by the way. I appreciate the fact that it's been raised. I understand that you use the forum you're given, and I think you've done that well to raise the issue. But I want to respectfully suggest to the chair that maybe we might get a better handle on the did not did so part of this conversation in another time.
Exactly. Could I make another statement?
I'm glad, Senator Simidian, that you are a voice of sanity this morning. And I agree. I did open it up. But we're going to talk about this pension issue next Tuesday. And I will have to say to you that I don't mind your stating your concerns, but our real interest in this hearing was not to discuss collective bargaining. I mean, that's another issue. So I'm happy for you to express your concerns. We've listened to those this morning. We will listen to them again. But this has to do, we're not really trying to solve the collective bargaining issues that may be involved between the University of California and its employees. And so for that reason, that isn't the purpose of our meeting this morning. I'm happy for you to express those concerns, but I do believe that we're going to have to, you can make a statement or two, but then we'll have to move on.
So yeah, the point is not to get into the discussion on the pension particularly, but the point is that you have executive pay scandals. You have all this money moving at the top, and you have money being cut at the bottom. That's the point. And that's the concern that we all have, is this money being cut from us. You still have all this stuff in no oversight. They have the stuff in place, but they're still giving out loans. They're still doing stuff on the side. He still doesn't know what the chancellors are doing. And so the point is that for you guys to look at that, as this executive pay scandal is not solved, there's still a lot of underhanded stuff going on, and then the workers are the ones who are suffering from what's going on at the top. That's the whole point.
I've heard your point, and there have been reforms that have been made. Maybe they're not sufficient in terms of the compensation issues. We do know that the Board of Regents has adopted a lot of policies and procedures to attempt to address this. If it's in your mind that they're insufficient, we'll continue to look at that.
That's all we want, is for you to continue to look at it.
Any other comments?
And, Mr. Chairman, just by way of a positive close here to the conversation today, I think I can assure the people at the table that the piece of the message that was heard loud and clear is that there are tens of thousands of people who make the system work, and that their compensation is a matter of importance, and that there are equity issues raised when we have these conversations. As someone who received both his law degree and a master's in city planning from the University of California system, I can tell you on a personal level, I remember not only with affection but a great deal of appreciation the dozens of people at various times during my academic career who helped me succeed in that environment. And they were not often at the top, they were more often the people who I dealt with on a day-to-day basis. One of them who I'm going to call out by name is a woman named Kay Bach, who was the person who really made the Department of City and Regional Planning run at the University of California at Berkeley. And because it took me 9 1/4 years to get through a 2-year degree program, I had a lot of experience with Ms. Bach. She recently passed away. But I wanted to remember her here today because she was a person in a small office who dealt with a lot of folks and a lot of challenges, didn't make very much money, but we all knew she made the place run, and those of us who went through the system knew her by name and appreciated what she did. And I could tell you a similar story about everybody I ever dealt with during the time I spent in law school or in the city and regional planning department. And the point you made today, and this is where I want to close, Mr. Chairman, is that there are tens of thousands of people like that. They all have names, they all play a role, they all help us make the system work, and each of us is not only indebted to them, but obligated to make sure that they get their just due. And on that note, I'll call it a morning, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I think that's a nice way to close, Senator Semeny, and I couldn't have said it as well as you've said it, so thank you for your comments. I did have a son who graduated from the University of California at Berkeley. I was not privileged to be part of that system, but I think one of the things I learned in my higher education career that went over 30 years was that what we would call in the community college system the classified staff is what really made the place go. And so we have an appreciation for what you've done, and we'll take into account what you had to say. Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Well, with those words, we will close 10 minutes early.